Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Build the Path to Entrepreneurial Resilience in 30 Days. Now, let's get started with today's show. What if I told you that the biggest business failures actually create the strongest entrepreneurs? Most people see failure as the end of the story, but what if it's actually the beginning of your competitive advantage? Today, we're exploring why bouncing back isn't just recovery. It's your secret weapon in the marketplace. Here's the truth nobody talks about. Every setback you experience contains crucial market intelligence. Think about it. When your product launch flops, when customers reject your service, when your marketing campaign falls flat, that's not just disappointment, that's data. Successful entrepreneurs don't just collect victories, they collect failure points like treasure maps. Your so-called mistakes reveal customer needs that your competitors haven't even discovered yet. This single mindset shift transforms devastating losses into strategic advantages. But mindset alone isn't enough. You need to build what I call your resilience muscle. Here's what most people get wrong. They think resilience is personality, something you're born with. It's not. Resilience is a trainable skill, like learning to code or mastering sales calls. Start small. Take one calculated risk each week. Launch that beta feature. Ask for that difficult conversation with a key client. Then document what you learn from each outcome, whether it succeeds or fails spectacularly. The path to entrepreneurial resilience requires consistent practice, not perfection. Let me paint you a picture of what this looks like in real life. James Dyson created 5,126 failed prototypes before his revolutionary vacuum hit the market. Think about that number for a moment. Most entrepreneurs would have quit after prototype 50, maybe 100 if they were really determined, but Dyson understood something profound. He didn't see 5,126 failures. He saw 5,126 steps closer to the solution. Each broken prototype taught him exactly what didn't work, systematically narrowing his path to success. His resilience process became his entire business methodology. So here's what you can do tonight. Write down your biggest recent business disappointment. Maybe it was a lost client, a failed product launch, or a partnership that didn't work out. Now list three specific lessons it taught you about your market, your customers, or your approach. That's your resilience training starting today. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.